Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
I will be stronger, they'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag.
When I get older, I will be stronger, they'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh.
Born to a throne, stronger than Rome, a violent prone, poor people's own, but it's my home.
Georgia thinking, okay, we're going to start a
need a doctor. But before we do that, I need to do this. So let's get that. Before we do that, we gotta do this.
Welcome to the GLC with Gary Norris Gray. You can call in at 646-727-3649. Thank you, Black Athlete Sports Network, for sponsoring the Great Leopard Code. And it is now in its 10th year. Send news to Gary and Gray at blackathlete.com. Our Norris19 at att.net, Giovanni's Produce Store, El Cerrito, California, 510-235-1233 is one of the sponsors. Our new sponsor is Reality Sports Group in Reston, Virginia. Other sponsors are the New England Informer Magazine, the Doreen Wade, CEO, Boston, Massachusetts, Michael Lewis Ingram from BASN, and Soul Tree Radio in the Raw, Saturday afternoons and Wednesday nights on blogtalkradio.com. You can call 718-508-9216. That's 718-508-9216. Get your Canadian, Philadelphia, New York room on with the Soul Patrol. Soul Tree Radio in the Raw. May my second radio home, WCLM 1450, with Sports Talk by Cowboy Reggie and the Sports Talk crew. The little old mystery man on Saturday afternoon. He will make you smile, he'll make you laugh with music of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Listen to WCLM 1450 and WCLMRadioOnline.com. The heart and soul of Richmond, Virginia. Pat Freeman, the mighty Oba from WUFO, 1080 Buffalo, New York. Young star Travis Singleton and his kicks for grades in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. If your kids are getting A's in school, then contact Travis on Facebook.com. Listen to Brother Anthony Johnson on The Anthony Johnson Show on Saturday at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern Time. Political Food for the Soul. Remembering Roland Rogers, CEO of BASN in New York City, and the family of BASN writers and broadcasters. And not forget the 707 and 609 for their support. Want to be a sponsor? Check in the Code Caravan email. You can email Gary and Gray at blackathletes.com or Norris19 at att.net. Join the Code Caravan, the Soul Patrol, Tab Nation, WCLM on Facebook.com. Please visit our website, www.blackathlete.com, and get a different look at the sports world. You'll be surprised at what you find. Call the Great Leopard Cove at 646-727-3649. That's 646-727-3649. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you, Kevin. Boys and girls. We are the crossroads.
Yes, we are the crossroads. Tracy, sorry.
Okay, hi.
Yeah, 8x6, number 8x6. Yeah, I thought you were Michael. Sorry about that.
No problem. No problem at all.
How are you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Okay, we got a smoking show today, but we got a smoking show today.
I'll be listening.
Cooking some goose.
All right now. That's what I like to hear. Oh, well, you always keep it very informative. You keep it very informative and very, we learn a lot from your program. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. You have a good weekend. Come back next week. Good to next week.
Okay, I look forward to it. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. What happened this week in Buffalo, New York? I want you to listen to the words this guy was saying in Buffalo, New York. Man, he thinks this is funny. I don't think it's funny at all. 45 seconds, craziness.
What is the number? I think it's probably a 7-ish, 6 to 7, probably 7.
See, we have ours, and I'm going to make it into trouble.
It's
for
like
this,
2 o'clock.
I have them to the attractiveness of women that I find to be attractive. So I will never go to a Serena Williams level, but I'm very comfortable with, like, I'm very comfortable at a Halle Berry level.
Okay.
I need a little bit of mulatto still coming through. It can't be,
is Gail King not your realm?
No, Gail King is not even on my toaster level.
What is the number? I think it's probably a 7-ish. 6 to 7, probably 7.
No. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You're sitting there in Buffalo, New York, and you're saying you don't like Serena Williams because he's too dark. We got a lot of work to do, Bubba. We got a lot of work to do, brothers and sisters. Because this guy finally got fired. Finally. We got caller 612 on the air. How you doing?
I get it. Yo. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, what's up?
Okay, what you got?
What's happening?
I'm just doing my show. What's going on?
Welcome to my podcast over here on Spreaker, BM Armageddon Radio. So here's the way I look at these comments. I have it in my titles, okay? I tweet it out in your show. So here's the way I look at when it comes to women. I'm a married man, but when it comes to women, they got to be 5'7 or taller. I really don't care the color of their skin as long as they're smart, okay, between their ears. I don't care. I don't like dumb women, okay?
We don't do that here.
You don't do what?
Rating women. We don't do that here.
I didn't say I'm rating women. I'm talking about... This is why, you guys, it's really kind of a waste of time to talk to you, because the guy doesn't want to listen to what I'm trying to say. Anyways, you guys, try to call. I'm not rating women. I'm trying to make a point to this guy, is that women are beautiful no matter what, but it's all about between the ears. This guy doesn't want to understand what I'm trying to say. This guy, it's too bad. I'd give the guy a chance, but I'm not rating women. I'm making a comment on this. The Halle Berry or Serena Williams. Who cares the color of their skin is? I really could care less. I don't get it. You try to call into a show and give your opinion. I'm not rating women.
It's what it is.
When you whine and you piss and moan and all you do on Blog Talk Radio, they have bad sound. You really can't hear them. I'm on Spreaker.com here. I tweet the show out for them. And what do they do? The way it goes. But anyways, here we are on a beautiful day in the great state of Minnesota. on blog stock radio, BTR, talking these imbeciles. So the drama of the Holly Berry or the Serena Williams doesn't really matter the color of skin. And the idiot got fired from the majors, right? He was had a real radio station.
Fired, okay.
Good job,
wait,
easy
wait,
job,
wait.
Easy
why
job.
Why
he got fired, right? He got fired. So he got fired. Like a moron that he is. Because so what the color of the woman's skin? Who cares what color the toast she is? The first thing out of a woman should be how smart they are. That it's how it's no matter how beautiful she is, if she's an idiot, why would you want to talk to her? But I'm not surprised he got fired. You got to watch what you say on these real radio. I mean, you're getting paid to talk to people on a radio station, just like the imbecile up at the Steel Toad Show, right? And the hatch job he did a girl down in Des Moines. Same thing. Stupid. Ignorant and arrogant. Okay? Hey, women are all different. I have no problem with Halle Berry, and I have no problem with Serena Williams. They're both wealthy women. I'll be the bitch boy. I'm more on height. You got to be at least 5'7" or taller, yeah? A lot of nice, short women I'm missing out on. But this idiot up in Buffalo, like, you know, he knew he was going to get fired. This moron.
Okay.
But now you go to AAA ball. You're going to be doing whatever. You know, it's the way it is with these, you know. But I guess if Halle Berry responded, which if I was Halle Berry, I wouldn't respond. I would not respond to this imbecile, moronic retard. I wouldn't do it.
All right,
these guys just love
you,
the attention. They love the attention of the behaviors
thank
on
you,
you know, the internet. It's like trolls. Trolling a liar, right?
I want to go on to another issue of when in Georgia. Georgia passed a law this week. Now we're going back to the old Jim Crow era. And the governor passed a law that you have to have ID to vote in all primaries and secondary elections. A black councilman tried to enter the building, and he was escorted out by the Georgia State Police. Once again, America shows its true colors. Once again.
Why are you arresting her? Can you cite the code? Why are y'all arresting her? Stop protesting the vote. Why are y'all arresting her? What did she do? What did she do? What did she do? Can y'all cite the code? What did she do? What did she do?
In case you missed it, here's what happened in the state of Georgia yesterday. State Rep. Park Cannon was arrested for, well, this.
There's no doubt there were many alarming issues with how the election was handled.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp.
It is a redux of Jim Crow in a suit and tie.
Who purged over thousands of votes to cheat his way into beating Stacey Abrams for governor, signed a bill into law that is nothing short of racist because the state saw record numbers in voting. In short, the future is worrisome for the GOP, so they acted to suppress minority voters.
You know the things with bundling and all of the things that are happening.
Through Donald Trump's great big lie that almost every single member of the GOP bought into.
Are you serious?
No, you are not. Represent.
She's not under arrest.
What for what? Under arrest for what?
This is all State Rep. Cannon did for Georgia state troopers to place her in handcuffs and book her in jail. This is the state of Georgia and the Republican Party in a nutshell, guys. But hey, if you're a member of the alt-right or right-wing militia, you can show up with guns and ammo, no questions asked, and have rose petals sprinkled for you on your way out. But if you're a black representative knocking on the door, Well, that's a problem. The bill signed by Kemp's office does the following: limits in-person voting ahead of Election Day, limits absentee voting, limits drop box locations, requires additional layers of ID in order to cast a ballot, which brings us to this guy, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred. You see, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is set to take place in Atlanta, Georgia in July. Manfred joined the fray of positive PR spins for headlines when he said the right to vote is a pillar of American democracy, a privilege that we should all appreciate and exercise. I'm proud of our sport's role in encouraging baseball fans and communities throughout the country to perform their civic duty and actively participate in the voting process. In September, the league joined the Civic Alliance, a nonpartisan group of businesses pushing for higher voter turnout with, under this ironic slogan, we're 100% in for democracy. Dodger Stadium was used as a voting center in L.A. Nats Park in D.C. did the same. In Boston, Fenway Park was another used for American citizens to cast their ballots. Oakland Coliseum, where the A's play, was added to the list. Ditto for Camden Yards in Baltimore, Maryland. So if a league favors voting, taking all these steps to put out Manfred's quotes to the press and join various groups, they would disavow the state of Georgia for taking these actions. Right? Jackie Robinson is a man so revered in Major League Baseball that his jersey number is retired. The league contributes tons of dollars to his foundation and even has every ball player wear number 42 on Jackie Robinson Day. So Robinson once said, "The right of every American to first-class citizenship is the most important issue of our time." If this is his legacy, why wouldn't Manfred continue it? It also wouldn't be the first time the sports industrial complex acted to penalize government officials and crooked politicians. In 1990, Arizona voters rejected a proposal to make Martin Luther King Jr. Day a state holiday. The NFL responded by moving the 93 Super Bowl from Tempe to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. Voters later approved the holiday, and the NFL awarded the 96 Super Bowl to Phoenix. In 2016, after North Carolina adopted a law that directed transgender individuals to use the bathroom corresponding to the gender of their birth certificate, the NBA branded the law as discriminatory, which it was. The league moved its 2017 All-Star Game from Charlotte to New Orleans. The law later was repealed, and the NBA awarded its 2019 All-Star Game to Charlotte. So to Rob Manfred, I simply say, batter up.
There are seven states who have passed the gender bill. This is outright blatant discrimination. The past two, three months has not been good. Ever since Mr. Biden became president, all hell broke loose. It started with Mr. 45 doing what he does, he usually does. Started with the January 6th uprising. It continued. Now it includes Asian Americans who have been attacked. And it's very interesting about this. When an African-American attacks an Asian-American, it's going number one. It's profane news. But when a Caucasian-American attacks an Asian-American, it's a backstory. It's page 7. Now, you don't believe me, right? Okay, well, what you do your homework. Do your homework. You, like 2 weeks, check out the news. Write down the lead stories. If I'm lying, I'm lying. Last week it was Atlanta, Georgia. This week it was Boulder, Colorado. And you notice how they're tiptoeing around the word terrorist? They will not call the shooter in Boulder, Colorado a terrorist, which is what he was. I mean, because he is of Arab American descent, they're being very careful about how they word this. My friend in California says, words matter. Where we are. That attack in Atlanta was a terrorist attack. They don't call it that. Why? Because it was their own. This is not good. Ron Letterman didn't know his way to compare skin tones to burnt toes. I'm painting a clip. And a guy came on the air a couple minutes ago. Tried to condone his actions. He was fired. And how did you go? I was suspended. I'll say it one more time. America has to come to a racial conference, a national racial conference, with the minority leading the conversation. That's going to happen. Meanwhile, in Texas, the number grows from 4 to 16 accusations, and Mr. Watson's lawyers finally state that only one is credible. One is enough. And Mr. Watson's value drops day by day because of nonsense. We will see what happens. Mama Agler died last week. One of the greatest bosses of our time. Also, Los Angeles Laker forward Elgin Baylor pass. 82 years old, he was a triple-double man before he became a real triple-double dad. Another legend passed that night, Howard Sellenberger, football coach, Miami, who brought the Miami Hurricane to prominence, from Miami football into the National Stage, 87 years old. Drew Brees retired for the New Orleans Saints. The black players' silence speaks volumes about Drew Brees. Brees immediately got a broadcast job at NBC the night before. Yeah, that's right. I hope we turn the sound down. God, I'm going to listen to it. Former Dallas Mavericks center Sean Bradley is paralyzed after a bike accident in Utah. There is some good news in this. He has some movement. We won't know until another 2 to 3 months when the swelling goes down. Our hearts go out to Sean Bradley and the Bradley family. LeBron James, a Yankee fan, now is part owner of the Boston Red Sox. Now, LeBron James is everything you asked for. They tried to run this guy out of town. Didn't work. Last week, LeBron James' main ankle will at least be out 2 or 3 weeks more. The Lakers without AD are just another NBA team. They won last night. Come back last night. Their first win without Sixer Warrior game last week. Vanessa Bryant named officers who took the see, this again, this is not a racial thing. Why do you take photographs of dead people and then email them to your friends? Are you serious? Are you serious? But that's the way it goes. The NIT started last Wednesday night. They're in the quarters today. A dark cloud continues to follow the United States. With the two shootings, the Asian American community is up in arms, as they should be. I'll tell you what, this is very interesting. The Asian community, Asian American community, quickly got together and said, hey, you ain't doing it to us. You ain't doing it to black people. You ain't doing it to us. They have a political inside power that African Americans refuse to use. We need to use that power. What I mean is this. Okay, you are activists. We're not going to buy any Pepsi Cola. We're not going to buy anything in the state of Georgia. Boycotts work. We as African Americans need to boycott the state of Georgia until they revise or renew that law. It works. Now, if we stop buying Pepsi Cola, as we did in 76, and you saw what happened in 76, we stopped drinking Coca-Cola in 1977, and within 8 months, Coca-Cola bent over, okay, we will have a black manager in Virginia, and his name was Dr. Julius Erving. So, boycotts work. We need to do it again. You want to pass a law like this? Fine. We will boycott your state. We will boycott your products. Georgia Peaches. I'm not buying them. I'm boycotting the Masters, which is next week. I watch it. I usually watch it, but I ain't watching it next week. Because of this. Keep on playing. The NCAA does indoor dance with the basketball tournament and lack of gender equality after the females embarrassed them on national TV. That's what it takes. They went public about their locker rooms, about their workout rooms, and the NCAA will probably look into it. I don't know all of them. We'll look into it. HBCUs, Norfolk State beat Morgan State 71-62. 61-63 for the NBAC title and the NCAA dance. The Spartans beat Appalachian State 54-53 in the first round of the NCAAs. Norfolk State played well against the new Gigantor in the NBA. NCAA is Gonzaga. Very proud of Norfolk State. They did a good job until the second half. They couldn't hang in there that long enough. The Aggies might have lost the chance of winning the MEAC. COVID-19 played a role in the MEAC title. And they couldn't play. It would have been a Aggie-Norfolk State championship game. But it wasn't. In the swing, the Southern Tigers beat Prairie View 80-61 to take the select title. Lady Aggies win the MEAC title. The Tigers of the Southern led by the Alabama Tech Hornets 67-66. But that's the state tiger, right? Ladies, SWAC title. That's the state tiger, right? There's so many tigers. They got the Grambling Tigers, Jaguars, and the Southern Tigers, and that's the state tigers. We got lions all over the place. Let the madness begin. And as I speak, the Loyola Chicago Ramblers of the Missouri Valley are playing the Oregon State Beavers of the Pac-10. Oregon State leads 59-44 over the MVC champion Loyola Chicago Ramblers. Georgetown, the oil bad, folks, as the Oilers beat the Blue Jays in the Big East title. Wasn't even close. It means about 45 points. On the college coaching notes, Archie Miller is out of Indiana with news about the season. Boston College is going big time, hiring College of Charleston Earl Grant as their new head coach. Senator Jean, yes, the Jean is there today. The Ramblers play in the third round as they play the Beavers. Rutgers, after 30 years, returns to the dance as they host Clemson and beat Clemson. Losing is a very bad coaching decision. Rutgers should have won that game because they had the lead. They had a 10-point lead. And they squandered the lead by playing. They had to play zone defense. They went to man-to-man, and you did it out random. The coach did not call a timeout, which I was done. With 1 minute to go and a 3-point lead, they did not call a timeout. Houston went on a 9-2 run to beat the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. There's no reason why you should have won that game. I'm sorry. That's just bad coaching. Only one Mary of men's team, St. Mary's of Moraga, with AIT, they played the West Kentucky Hilltoppers and lost to the Hilltoppers the only representative from the Bay Area is the lady Carter Stephen, which play at 4 o'clock today, Pacific time. Cardinals are number one in the West. West seed, we'll see what happens. UC Davis and UC Santa Barbara, they tried, but they both lost. Pac-12 sent four teams going into the Sweet 16. Not one, not two, not three, but four teams. We're playing today and tomorrow, representing the Pac-12. This is the first time, I think, in what, 20, 30, 40 years, that the Pac-12 has done this with Oregon, UCLA, USC, and Oregon. Oregon State. Unbelievable. Four teams. And then before I get back over here, I got one more thing to do. Shaka Smart is moving from Texas to Marquette. I'm happy for him because he will go back home to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Lou Cooker retired from Oklahoma basketball program. So I'm glad for him too. Shaka Smart goes back home to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We got Michael Reggie in the house. Let's get these guys in the house here. Gentlemen.
Big G. What's up, Big G? What's up, Mike?
Hello. What's up, man? How you doing?
What's up, fellas?
Another
evil
now,
too.
Yes, indeed.
What the hell are they having to the show today, bro? Yo, Mike, what happened to the show?
We are on tonight at 6 p.m. following G.
Oh, okay. I thought Blog Talk was messing with you again.
Well, they
nope,
are
nope,
messing
we are
because
good.
Skype is out for the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Skype is out for the weekend, so
you can't call somebody
for your show. Yeah. Gee. Unreal.
Yeah, this is my 970th show
of the year. There we go. All right,
G. Congratulations,
G. 970. On the way to 1,000.
Yep.
All right,
guys.
So that should be. Fired his ass. You know, the guy was a supposed morning guy. Because, you know, these sports / radio personalities tend to be full of themselves. And he apparently had issue with the fact that the burnt toast that came out of his toaster reminded him of Serena Williams. Now, how the hell that can happen? That's a two-drink conversation by itself. But
he must be with Sharon Osbourne.
Oh yeah.
Don't give me that too.
Well, you know what? It's a bigger problem, guys, because the bigger issue, Gary, the bigger issue with this is the fact that anytime anything black in a culture is utilized, they want to dehumanize it or victimize it or put a label on it. That's negative. I was making this point last night when I was doing a matchup between Bobby Caldwell and Curtis Mayfield. Now, everybody knows Curtis Mayfield did Superfly. and the music was great, sold 12 million albums, all that shit. But they went out of their way to talk about how it was this blaxploitation movie. I fucking hate the word. Because first of all, there's no such word. It was a term that was made by Hollywood to denigrate black action films. Now, when Bruce Willis does Die Hard and all that little horse shit, nobody says it's whitesploitation when Arnold is the Terminator. That's not whitesploitation. You know, all this horse shit speaks to a bigger problem. They didn't like the fact that these movies were financially successful and black actors got a lot of good work out of it. And there were some decent stories in the midst of all of it between black folks kicking ass. But the image of such had to be trashed because, there's no way in real life that black folks could do that. There's no way that three guys could do three the hard way and blow up a compound and kill all these white folks and shit. You know, all that nonsense leads to this because there were soundtracks done. Shaft won an Oscar.
Yep.
Superfly won an Emmy. And subsequent movies like Across 110th Street and Claudine and The Big Payback, which didn't become a film but was one of the best albums ever, you know, all of that was part of the culture. But these cocksuckers want to go on ahead and try to piss on it by calling it some sort of blaxploitation. I don't like it. From an art standpoint, that's like saying nigger. So frankly, fuck y'all and that blaxploitation. Curtis Mayfield was a genius. He made a lot of music, and he made a lot of folks happy. That brother was grounded.
Also, gentlemen.
How you really feel, Mike?
Shoot. Gentlemen, the state of Georgia. I'm telling everybody on the caravan, folks, we need to boycott the state of Georgia.
Yes. I'm with you, G.
The boy got Coca-Cola once again.
That's right. Coca-Cola will not get a dollar out of me. Don't fly Delta Airlines. Exactly. Boycott.
Gentlemen, we're going back to Jim Crow again.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, your dog went to Washington, D.C. 4 years ago.
Yep.
These guys think it's okay to do anything they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hey, Gary, I got a question for Gary. When you got Killer Mike and these other guys that did a lot of stuff for the community, but when they are working on the side of the oppressor, how do you deal with that? Because you got a lot of black folks that maybe the skin color, but yet they ain't really can't folks because of where that mindset is.
Okay, let's get real. You have white, Latinos, Asian Americans.
True.
You have white, Black Americans.
Yep.
Don't get Ted Cruz, the Mexican.
Well,
see, that's what's happening with Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, the little man that we know is Antonio Edwards Cruz. And he, just like Tony Romo, he walks around here, you know, with his European, he's a Mexican heritage,
You have one lady on ABC News refuses to broadcast any white or Asian violence. But
yeah,
she's quick to broadcast black or Asian violence.
Yeah, but what about the new phrase, identity politics, that Meghan McCain tried to say? See, this is where we're really dropping the ball. We're going to have to go ahead and use social media and other aspects to combat some of these lies that are being told. so-called identity politics. You damn right identity politics. When you got a young black man trying to get home to out the cold, and these Barry-Gordon Klan service cops damn near shoot the boy down. The boy having seizures, had medical issues. And what they do? You got a 13-year-old girl up in elementary school or junior high school handcuffed because she's acting out. But yet a European shoots up a fucking mall in Colorado. He walks out with a little stain on his leg. And now they had to move him because, oh, my God, he's getting death threats. But what about the 12 people he shot up? They don't say nothing about them. And you know, I always tell when it's a European, a shooter was taken away from Walmart.
But it was a black person, a Negro was taken away. Michael is right about this. Where the hell is black right now on these dogs? Where they at?
They, nowhere to be found. And where are the black conservatives out there? They keep their mouth shut. Now, what happened in Georgia is then you had one of the young females that was a senator representative of Georgia gets arrested, but she dares knocks on the European governor's door.
That's right.
Wanted to know what the ham sandwich going on.
Yep.
Wait. These guys,
they
can walk into a Senate with armed guns, AK-47s, and get escorted out of the building without getting arrested. Yet this young woman, knocks on the door, politely, as she's supposed to do.
Yep.
And she gets arrested.
And they kept him for 6 hours. They kept him for 6 hours so they let her go on bogus charges. You know, like I said, but one thing, Mike, all these young folks and living, talking about it's no reason to vote. Tell them to shut the fuck up. I'm tired of hearing these young folks hollering we shouldn't vote.
Yeah.
God.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly, Reggie.
Where they're getting that from is when you get brainwashed, and that's where the American education system is brainwashing our kids. That's where the problem is. My mom and dad were gonna have it. My mom and dad said, look, kid, you are reading this. You are reading XYZ.
Right.
But
G, what's not being said here, and as they were saying this crap, all I was doing was getting angry because this so-called legislation that was done in Georgia, they're saying that, oh, obviously they're going to try to stop black people from voting or make it difficult. But this is part of the bigger lie, you know. They always said that this shit is part of the big lie, but there's a bigger lie going on. And the bigger lie is the fact that the media deliberately dehumanizes black people. Now, how many times have you heard interracial, biracial, triracial, all this other horse shit?
Yeah.
It's wrong.
All
it's been wrong for years. And the newspapers ain't going to change it. The TV stations ain't going to change it. The radio stations ain't going to change it. It's wrong. The proper term is multi-ethnic. One fucking race, Homo sapiens, whether you're in Europe, Asia, Antarctica, whatever the fuck it is, you're Homo sapiens. You're human. And there are many ethnic groups that go along with that. So the proper term would be multi-ethnic. So they always say, yes.
Yeah. But Mike, what about what's happening in China where the Muslims are being rounded up in concentration camps? And now they want the NBA and LeBron James to speak up on it. No. The President of the United States need to speak up on it. This ain't got a fucking thing to do with the sports people. This
ain't got shit to do with it.
That the United States had to deal with China.
Look, Reggie, they didn't say shit when Stephon Marbury was over there building the brand. And he actually became a star. They got a fucking statue of Stephon Marbury because of all he did for Chinese basketball. Now all LeBron is doing is increasing that. Chinese have never been as interested in basketball as they've been over the last decade. They love basketball. and the cause of the cash cow. All that good shit has helped the NBA increase its brand and popularity around the world. But the bottom line is, I've said this before, and I'll say it until I'm navy blue in the face. No matter how much money LeBron makes, everybody, and now he's got a piece of the Boston Red Sox. How's that for a headline?
The day before St. Patrick's Day, they broke that news. They were drinking beer after that, but they were hot about that.
Yeah, they were spitting that green beer out. But to finish my point, with everything that LeBron has done in being a great citizen, making money, I don't like that fucking role model statement, so I'm not going to say that. But everything he's done, let's not forget, ESPN was one fucked up situation away from a huge defamation suit. They were walking the line on Delonte West fucking his mother.
Yeah.
Had that germinated and sprung and blossomed, James would have dumped all over them. The lawsuit would have been massive. The hit to his credibility, to do with him being a bad citizen, they would have run with that. I would have fucking owned ESPN. That's exactly right. That's another reason why he said when he won that title, there's three of you motherfuckers I will never speak to. And one has to be Skip Bayless. One has to be Stephen Smith, because he's not ever talked to either one of those motherfuckers. I don't know who the third one is, but the one who came to ESPN and got a job because he was writing about LeBron in high school, he might be the third one, because I've not seen him interview him since.
Who's that?
Brian Windhorst, I think the kid's name is. Well, he ain't a kid. He's a little fat tub of goo.
I have a question
for both of you guys.
He got a mentality of a kid. He is a kid.
Yeah.
But I have a question for both of you guys. Now, as an African-American, you're 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
In the USA, son, I need you to do X, Y, and Z. Make money for this school.
Right.
So he goes through 4 years of school, and he gets to school, and then he gets the NCAA finals, and he gets all that stuff, right? Comes his senior year. Now he goes to make the grade. To make the grade in school. Who says, well, bye, we don't need you. See, now my thing is this. These black players need to step it up. Why would it is? If they act crazy on you, you need to walk away from the game and find somewhere else to play. Go to an HBCU and play. And graduate.
You know, in all due respect, Gary, I know it's a pipe dream, but I can give you a negative connotation. The young man that decided to go to Howard on a basketball scholarship didn't play none because of COVID-19. They shut the program down. And a lot of our HBCUs, I know you don't want me to say this, Gary, but HBCUs look at sports as an intramural thing. They don't have the same respect. Now, it gets worse than that. When you got some of the presidents and some of the boosters that are more interested in getting their name on the program during homecoming, look already again how Penn State under Joe Pa built up that school. I got a better one than that because Zach. Gonzaga was a mid-major. They used their appearance in the NCAA tournament to build their enrollment up, to build their school up, and to build their profile up. and I'm going to turn to my guy for this one spacer. HBCUs, when they keep having administrative calls and they do not have the funding, and let's be honest, that Norfolk State Gonzaga game was an embarrassment, especially when the players from Gonzaga made a jump shot, North State person poked him in the ribs. That's playground bullshit you don't do. And laughed about it, thought it was funny. See, a lot of times, even Butch Beard, when he coached Coppin State, they were still hanging on his head where he paid a fair, like $15,000 to $20,000 at one of the big time B1 schools, and the kid was sitting on the bench not even playing. See, so, I'm just saying, our HBCUs have never really respected sports over the last 10 or 15 years. when Grambling was at its highest in the 70s and 60s because the white schools wouldn't have black athletes go, it was a different mindset. But now, I mean, you got commissioners that don't even respect their own history brand of HBCUs. And they think Deion Sanders coming in at Jackson State is big. Hell, they had more players in the 70s and 80s going to the pros than what they got now. Go ahead, Gary.
No, because the reason why I asked that question is because there are five schools for the Pac-12 in this tournament. Mm-hmm. Oregon just won, and they're going to go play on Monday night.
To the Elite Eight, yeah.
Not yet, they had to play Monday night.
Yeah.
But if UCLA, USC, Oregon all win, man, you know about money going to Pac-12? You're talking about $5.5 million here. That's crazy. I want more black athletes to be more political. I don't know how you do that.
Well, you know, Gary, that's a fine line to walk because some folks ain't made of that stuff.
I'm not dismissing
that they don't have a right to live their lives and all of that, but, you know, you can't be black in this country without running into some kind of bullshit. And folks know this. Some just do a better job of burying that notion than others do. And we don't give LeBron enough credit for being this kind of person at 17 years old. Now he's a responsible 34-something year old, but in that time frame, a lot of shit could have happened. And he stayed the course because
even when he didn't
know something, he had people around him who could pull his coat to shit. You know, we don't normally have that luxury. How many other cats have been put out there on Front Street and blew it because they didn't know? And he's done it with a kind spirit. You know, there's some athletes who would see the funky side of that shit and they would be angry about it, and rightfully so. But he's just like, okay, I got to go through this. And
I know
how to go through this because I have people I can bounce ideas off of.
A lot of
people would have. And that's why when these parasites come out and talk shit, they have to be G-checked. Something happened when LeBron was doing something, and some asshole had the nerve to say, well, you know, why doesn't LeBron donate to the police or some stupid shit like that? Like, that was supposed to, like, verify who he was as a human being. He's done enough to
make Michael, one thing that got them quiet down was the fact that the James built a school for kids in Akron, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
He built a complete school and he paid for
that's right. A whole school.
Paid for students to go to college to get a full ride to college.
Exactly. So he didn't just
see
he did more than
Gary,
he did more than build a whole school. He gave those kids an environment where they could come to a place mentally prepared to learn. Yeah, you
that's
know,
right.
are things bad at home? Okay. You put your uniform on and you
yep.
get to school. You know,
yep.
if you don't have transportation, we got you covered. You're hungry
yep.
in the morning, we got places where you can get food
and
grab snacks and stuff.
Yep.
Everything was there to say to them, you have no excuse but to come here and learn. And if you do your job, I'm going to send you to college. Now,
right.
I know Dave Robinson the Admiral has a school down in Texas. He was doing this a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't even think even the Admiral was doing anything up to the level of what LeBron's doing now. And there are
yeah.
others who may have followed his lead to lesser extent, but all with the same intent. And
yeah.
that's what they can't stand. They thought somebody else would be the one in that term of societal
yeah.
Worth. But no, he is the one. And the bottom line in all that is he's so covered, he's got his thing so tight, you can't fuck with him. Now, you would never expect LeBron to have some sort of scandal where women are coming out of the hole, out of whether woodwork, talking about he did this, he did that. No, that's not happening. He's been a married man, and he's been,
right.
I would imagine, at least in a stable relationship for that long. You know, somebody like Deshaun Watson has been made vulnerable. And before anybody says some stupid shit, let me just say it. If he did or if he did not, I'm believing or I'm leaning to the fact that since none of these are criminal suits, these shits were shakedowns. You know, as a matter of fact, the first one that was reported was somebody asking for money. And now the ambulance chaser is going off on this little tangent, and others are riding with that.
That's right.
But so you put yourself in a position to be vulnerable because you forget. At
well,
least LeBron,
well, see,
if he ever forgot, you have people around
what,
him who reminded
what,
him, and that's a big difference.
Schools are teaching the young men.
Right.
When you, if I had a son right now, which I don't, my son, I'll be telling him, look, this is the way it is. I'm sorry if I can, but this is the way it is. If you're a quarterback, you better be a damn good quarterback. I don't care who's around you, I don't care what, be a damn good quarterback. So the African American, our generation, and the their generation, hey, come on.
Look, all I can say is that the differences between Deshaun Watson and LeBron James are like night and day. And this is to not say that Watson's a bad dude. Watson apparently was doing good shit early on.
Yep.
That they got a little bit of press for, but he wasn't looking to get press, which was even better.
Yep.
But now that he's in this situation, you know, even if everything turns out in his favor, the media has gone out of their way to stain him because he wanted to leave Houston. He wanted to leave Houston because the team and the organization put him in a posture where, how the fuck am I going to work with this? He statistically had one of his best seasons ever, and they went 4-12. Yeah, they went 4-12 because his main receiver wasn't there, and they made decisions that made his offensive line like Swiss cheese, and they beat him down to the white meat. You know, but don't forget about that. They won't talk about that on ESPN. Now they'll talk about the innuendo surrounding what was done in the massage room and the massage table. You didn't say shit when Brett Favre was out there on that massage table. You didn't say shit. Well, Wrangler jeans should not sponsor Brett Favre anymore. Well, Wrangler jeans didn't say anything. Oh, I'm just being white. Don't mind. Everything's okay. And that's what's infuriating on top of all of this. You look to make apologies. You look to cover up. for white folks. But black people, stay in that fishbowl and stay under pressure, being looked at and being dehumanized when they feel like it.
How you really feel, Mike? Tell me how you really feel, bro.
Well, you know what I'm talking about, brother. These motherfuckers sit out there and do this bullshit, and it's like, enough.
Yes, sir.
I'm full of this.
Like you said, Mike, the real profanity of it is the act that they do. It's not the words we speak.
That's the act that they do.
That's the real profanity here. And you know, back in the 60s, we all knew this.
His family wanted a dog, and they said, no, he can't have a dog.
His family ain't shit for what they did in being out there like they were, and they didn't not cover for Mike, but justify that, hey, we did this. This isn't Mike. He may have financed it, but he ain't got nothing to do with what we were physically doing with the damn dog.
I can tell you something about his brother. His brother's so jealous of him. It's sad. Mark is good.
Yeah, Mark has fucked up his own situation because he had a chance. He actually had a chance. So it's just more grist for the mill. But see,
look,
people
ain't
like
no loyalty for the 757. The Tidewater boys ain't loyal.
Yeah. But people like that, they're just grist for the mill because they know one day they're going to get caught up and the system's going to grind them up and chew them and spit them out. You know.
Thank you.
Michael survived. LeBron survived. And Watson's just learning how to survive. That's just three examples. I mean, we've done more than that. I mean, there are guys who aren't famous like these guys. And they had to survive. Think about Shawnee Davis. He just popped in my head. Remember, he was a skater, an ice skater. And he was the fastest guy on ice.
He
had speed skating records. And I'll never forget when he won the race and the anchor announcer, whoever the sportscaster was, she was like, why aren't you smiling? Excuse me? I just won the race. You're asking me why I'm not smiling? And
thank you. The man's exhausted. He's tired.
Exactly. And so she got put off and then was mad at the fact that the brother wouldn't smile. And then his teammate had the nerve to say, when they won the relay, well, I'm glad my teammate won because he couldn't stand his black ass. You know? All these little things, these little passive-aggressive, resentful blooms that turn into bombs, this is all societal. And this is all what the system does.
I'm going to tell you something that really bothered me. About this whole episode in American history. This Asian black manufactured lie.
That's the right word.
Is really wrecking my nerves right now because I have four Asian goddaughters.
Yes.
Right? So you can't pull the wool over my eye. And this Asian black lie is creating problems in Oakland and San Francisco.
Well, I can't say it's creating it, Gary.
I'm not a good mathematician. You're telling me that 1% of San Francisco is creating problems for 25% of San Francisco? Come on now.
You know what the media does. You know exactly what's going on. You know, they have used whatever they could to create a rift. And this isn't because black people hate Asians. This isn't because black people hate Asians.
We love the Asian culture.
Exactly. Fuck that. It ain't got nothing to do with that. You know, you wouldn't have had a rap group name itself the fucking Wu-Tang Clan if they didn't have respect for the culture. You know, but see, that's not that the truth get in the way of a good story. Just like Jews used to do, Asians have come in and black people have spent their money eating their food, getting their clothes dry clean, and other things where Asians are taking money out of the black community and putting it in their pockets, and taking it to their banks.
Yep.
You know, we don't do the reverse, ain't in effect. You know, for every sister gal that's out there talking shit, she may be getting her nails done in their salon or anything like that, but there's no reciprocal situation where there's a black business where Asians are coming exclusively come and get that. No. There's a reason for that. They followed the same blueprint that white folks did. And don't get me wrong. Again, I am not disparaging Asians in saying this, but there are a lot of Asians who desire to be white because they're the predominant culture in the society. And they do things that roll that way. But when it comes to the overall issue that brought all this shit up about violence, listen, We're not here to violate Asians. That's not how this thing started. What may have happened as separate incidents here and there, that shit blew up because,
the reason why I bring this up is because one of my daughters asked me, why do we have economic problems? I said, wait a minute. Wait, what are you talking about?
So she asked you why black people have economic problems?
Yeah. And I know where she got it from.
Mm-hmm.
She got it from school. I like where she got it from.
Hey, Gary, did you say to her, do we have economic problems when we put a roof over your head?
Hey, you should have asked Gary how to read Jim Crow laws, segregation, redlining. Do I have to go on? Really? She asked an ignorant question like that.
No, but, Red. When you grow up, a lot of people understand when they go to school, they believe everything they're told at school. And that dude at school can lie their ass off, and they would never know.
Well, they think Columbus is still South America, so we know what kind of lies they talk about.
Yeah. Listen, she should ask you, Pop, why did you raise me if black people have economic issues? Did she ask you that when she was hungry
and you
put some food on her plate? You know, did she say that when she needed a room or a place to sleep in?
Hey, Gary, I got a better one than that, Gary. You should have asked her why white men so mad, why they so evil, why they terrorists.
Well, I think the biggest terrorists in the last couple of years, She's beginning to understand. We talk a lot. She's beginning to understand where I'm coming from.
Let me ask this, Gary, since you brought this up. Has she ever seen you or ever been in a situation where you were discriminated against or treated badly simply because of you being who you are?
Or dragged out of a car and with a gun pointed to your head because of what you were doing.
I told her about it, but she didn't believe it.
Of course you don't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, folks have grown up to do, so I ain't mad at her. But the fact that somebody would raise you.
It's a long process.
Hey, Gary, how old do you say this woman is?
How old is this woman supposed to be?
How old is she? Would you
21.
Say she is? Oh, well, okay. I can't get mad because they don't know no better.
She don't know no better now, but the bottom line is, you know, the reality of the situation, if she lives long enough, would hit her in the face in this country.
She's still wet behind the ears. She's still similar. Yeah. 21 years old. She's still similar.
I just hope it doesn't hit her too hard.
She's a real beautiful kid. You guys go ahead and talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen. I think as we're carrying on this conversation, the newsmakers, the people who sit in the executive boards, they map out what they're going to do. This is no different than what we talk about, Reggie, when we talk about sports. You know,
yes,
if they have an angle, especially an angle that's going to dehumanize black people, they'll run with that shit.
Yeah.
They don't need the benefit of the doubt. They'll just say, hey, we're going to fucking do this. And if by some reason they have to pull something back, they'll pull it back, but they'll do it under duress. Right now, they want to sound that alarm as long and as profound as they can.
Hey, Mike, I got a bad one in that. I got a bad one in that. When they had ESPN first take on
they had the chick that's Juwan Howard's wife came out against Deshaun. And mm-hmm. my thing is, first of all, she said the NFL should be doing more. Well, first of all, these are civil cases. They're nothing criminal.
That's right.
So how are you going to sit up and jump on him because these 16 women alleged? Well, damn it, where's the proof that they are not lying? All of a sudden, you got 16 people coming out. You challenge this man's character. And what happens after, and I'm going to say after they are all exposed to sit up there and lie and prop this guy up, where is he going to go to get his reputation back?
Exactly.
Now, the chick ain't got no damn money. Yeah. It ain't worth any time to sue him. Where is he going to get his reputation back? And one of them tried to say he's a sexual predator. They are doing everything they can to damage him. It's like you said, Mike, every time a black quarterback comes in a draft, they have hitmen to go back and damage him so they can affect their money.
Well, see here, listen, you know, Reggie's on to something. Listen to the levels of how they have tried to attack. Now, you have Deshaun and you have Russell Wilson. Russell, his complaints are a bit more pedestrian than compared to Watson. He's like, look, I produced. I gave you all these stats. I won 12 fucking games with probably one of the worst offensive lines in the league. He's like a runaway slave.
They beat me down to the white meat. They beat that boy down to the white meat.
Exactly. So if I'm all this valuable to you, then why can't I sit in on the process and help assess what we need? If the Seahawks need a tackle and a guard and blah, 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 then they don't roll out.
Negroes tell you what to do. That's part of the problem. And on top of this,
even though Pete Carroll gave him a shot, he didn't do it out of the goodness of his heart. Russell beat everybody significantly because he was clearly the best man for the job.
And see, Mike, that's what pissed off the Super Bowl. Why in the hell times Russell didn't take a punch to change the fucking play and let Beast Mode go down in the ball?
I'll say this because I agree with you. I think he should have changed the play and just said kill and run the play.
And what were they going to do to him?
He was working on his rookie contract. He was trying to follow through to what the coach wanted. You know, that's not Russell's fault. That's that cocksucker Darrell Bevell. And the coach, because they were trying to be too fucking cute. All they had to do was run beast mode, but they didn't want that black man to succeed.
If he had changed the play, that they would have held that against him in his rookie contract.
Guess what? It wouldn't have been that. If Russell changed the play, I would have much rather them call holding.
Then to call that bullshit interception.
I know. But see, calling the holding would have put it in a whole other direction. I don't disagree with you, Reggie. I would have changed the play and gave the ball to Marshawn. Because if that line can't get you 1 yard, y'all don't deserve to win the fucking Super Bowl.
And did you know Marshawn said in his podcast, he said when they called the play in, the whole offensive line of the team shook their head down. Like, are you kidding us? They were just playing right then and there.
That's right.
When
straight
they called politics. The play, hey, if you look at the receivers, he half-assed went to the ball. He didn't even try to go after it.
That shows
you something right there.
But let me get back to my point, because all Russell wanted was, all right, look, let me get more voice in what the team needs to do. It's not like I'm like fucking Matthew Stafford and I've lost 12 more games than I won. Russell Wilson has won more games in his career than anyone else, Brady, Unitas, anybody else since he got here. And that should give you some credibility to say, you know what? He's got a seat at the table. And that's all he asked.
Yeah. So what are they going to do to him with a back-to-back?
They took it and corrupted it. You know, I'm waiting to see the next interview because every time Russell gets interviewed, what does he say at the end? He says, go Hawks. Now, I want to see what happens on the next interview. Because if he doesn't say go Hawks, that means, fuck y'all, get me the fuck out of here. And he's not screaming to the high heavens, but he's making it known. I ain't happy.
So that means after this year, he's gone.
Yeah.
No, I think he's already gone.
No, he's going to play this year.
He's gone.
Because all the suitors are already gone. Chicago would have been his best fit.
Yes. No, they won't trade him. They won't trade him. No. They should, but they won't.
And the football club, I'm telling you, what are they doing?
First of all, now they say they like the name Washington Football Team. I don't know what the hamstrings Mike says going on. But if their marketing department, the best they could do is, this is a Washington Football Team, that is pathetic. In 2021, somebody out there can come. Hell, a high school kid can come with a better market program than that.
There's a motive behind that. Now, when people are not looking, they're going to go right back to the Redskins.
No, they won't. I got to stop you right there. Hold it, guy. I got to stop you there. $685 billion is why they're not. When FedEx and all those guys got together, because they talked about it on the Brian Mitchell show, they had a radio show. When the money people came to him and said, "You change his fucking name now," he capitulated. Mm-hmm. He didn't cry. Didn't say, "I'm not going to." They would never go back to the Washington Football. I mean, that R word. Never. You got to worry about that. The problem I see right now is Danny Snyder is trying to keep from selling the team. He's trying to get money now. Matter of fact, they have extended his debtor credit for another 6 weeks. I mean, 6 months, which tells me he's trying to buy his minority partners so he can have full control of the team.
Because
bought the team, that team has exploded. So come on, Gary, you got what you want about FedEx and about changing name. But what he's doing right now, he's trying to get money together to buy his minority partners because they want out of that. And I'm not surprised Baseball or Amazon is not looking to buy a team. All the money he done stole, I mean, come on. This guy's a multi, I mean, probably a zillionaire. He probably passed a billion in all the money this guy done had. He's a
I would like to see a black-owned football team. And
the one time they had a chance, Gary, Pat Freeman talked about, was the Panthers. And you saw what happened. The family got pissed off.
Because
one member didn't do it.
Well,
the guy that had a financial backing. That was his problem. When it went and examined his financial statement, it wasn't on solid ground. And these guys ain't going to play. What did Pat say? Yeah, there were $680 million incumbent income, which means you get that to the NFL, you ain't getting it back. Oprah and them couldn't even buy a damn basketball team. And that was at $2 billion. Who in the ham sandwich is going to get together and let you overseas Muslim that got an oil field that's going to come up with $800 million just to set a deposit down to buy a franchise? Ain't nobody in the state of the United States black group can do that. Come on, man. We got
to... If they join together, I mean...
It ain't gonna happen, Gary. Gary, I love you, but look at Robert Johnson. I know I'm the one that's bringing bad news, but if you look at Forbes magazine, if black folks can't get together by now with all the money we got, it ain't gonna happen. No, not in our lifetime. Maybe down the road when we dead and gone, you might get a group together, but it ain't happening no time soon. I love you, Gary, but it ain't happening. And our HBCU president was fighting over the little bit of crumbs they get from the TV contract. And that ain't enough compared to the white schools. What does that tell you? Just keeping it real, Gary.
Look,
when Dr. Harvey or Hampton is the only one that can stand by himself and tell the MEAC, go kiss my black ass, and they say, okay, that tells you right there who got the juice.
Oh, man.
I did a bad news, man. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, I know. You always go into it. You always do.
Because I've been through this war before, man. T-Mac will tell you, and even Professor Witt, they'll tell you that a lot of these black institutions All the thing they worry about is themselves. And once they get together, Katie by the door, they out of there. Once they done made their gold watch and they got their little silver platter, I'm done. I'm out of here. But white folks and Jews will get together, even they can't stand each other. Look at the Republican Party. They done got together already to do voter suppression. Democrats stand on the side of their thumb up their butt. Like, what are we going to do? What the hell you mean? You in charge, damn it. Act like it.
Well,
I don't think they're going to do it. But
they,
Joe Biden,
they will lie,
Joe Biden
they will
said,
lie and lie and lie.
But check this out, Gary. When Joe Biden said Republicans have an epiphany and they're going to come work with me, the man must have been drinking too much Geritol. He done lost his freaking mind.
These
guys
are talking
about him. They smell blood already. You know? And when Joe Biden tripped going up Air Force One, I was like, oh, my God. And these assholes are on fire. Had the dastard to jump on the vice president because she didn't salute. She's not the fucking commander in chief. She didn't have to salute. Asshole.
That's right.
But did you see anybody correct their ass? No. They went along with their lie. Ain't nobody correct them on it.
It's gotta be. It's gotta be a better way somewhere. Gotta be a better
way. Fight.
Yep.
Got to support Mike's show. Got to support your show and other shows like it that try to get the word out. Because obviously, they listen to Law Talk. And every time y'all do an article or something, they steal your shit. Every time
but you know what?
Or whatever, they steal y'all shit.
Right. I wish that WCLO was still there because you had a great moment down there. Virginia,
well, we appreciate it, but like I said, guys, all good things come to an end. That's why I'm here to support you guys' show. Y'all here, and now we got to support y'all.
I'm looking at
good run,
Gary.
But you got to move on.
Gary, I'm looking at it like this, and there's a brother I want to thank because he brought it out in a previous video. He says there's an attempt to gain clout on branding your name and also trying to make it seem like you got your handle on the pulse of the neighborhood or the nation or what have you. And this clout culture that he talked about, he hit it right on the head. You know, we've been doing this over 20 years. We haven't deviated in our premise. We make sure we get information out there, and if you got a problem with the information, hey, you know, it's there. What you do with it, that's up to you. Mm-hmm. We've never deviated from that, and all the time we did this since Roland started this in 1999. And now having said that, there are other people. There's a whole bunch of other folks out there who want to be like, yeah, you know, we're this, we're that, and they want their 15 minutes because they think it's going to lead to more than 15 minutes. We've been steadfast on this because
I got to go up to hear about before the beginning of my show, Tracy. I got to come on today. I know what he was about. Okay, goodbye. See you later.
Exactly. So all of this leads to the fact that black people have to stand up for their humanity. And we know there are inhumane things that are done in the name of that humanity, like that lady being let out by those assholes in Georgia. Georgia is only doing what this society has been doing continually for the longest time. I'll restate for the record. This big lie that led to all of this being expedited was because of the resentment that has been long simmering. The fact that America is getting a lot blacker and the world is getting a lot blacker, a lot browner, a lot more yellower, a lot redder, and they know time is getting short. What things can we put in place to ensure that white supremacy will maintain itself forever and ever? Amen. And it may get to the point where they know that if they want to share anything or if they have to share anything, they'd rather destroy everything first. And that's what this voting shit is all about. Everybody knows what our ancestors went through. You know, poll tax, stupid questions like how many bubbles in a bar of soap, all that shit. That's been carried through for generations. The only reason it got turned back on was because time and numbers caught up with everybody. Georgia was not supposed to be Democratic. Those elections weren't supposed to happen. Those results weren't supposed to happen. But General Stacey Abrams, because she got dogged out of the governor's mansion, decided that she was going to take it upon herself to do something about it. And blessings on her. And may somebody please out there protect her ass, because it's going to be like that. And it's not just Georgia now, because it's going to be a lot of other places. Nobody expected for Biden to win by that many votes. That's really what they're upset about. It wasn't the win. The win they could try to talk out and make an excuse for. He won by over 8 million votes. You know, you can't clean that up with any kind of fake coup or fake assertions of fraud or any of that stuff. The outcome was just like we talked about. When you beat them so badly that you take the referees out of the game. And that's what the American public did. They came up with all these spurious claims about fraud, and none of them, I repeat, none of them were true. One lady even said she had all this information, and she bitched up and had nothing. And she decided she had to say, okay, I don't have nothing. Think about that. She was ready to change the course of this country because she was led to believe that the scam would fucking work. It didn't. And only because some decent people stood up for what was right and said so. That kid in Georgia could have folded. That kid in Michigan could have folded.
Yep.
But they stood up because it was the right thing to do. So a victory for Immanuel Kant, because you're compelled to do what's right. Those folks did what was right. Not everybody does that. You know, Cruz is a fucking nut job. He's a sociopath. Rudolph Giuliani is a sociopath. There are a whole bunch of these people who would have no compunction in going right on ahead and saying until they were blue in the face that, yes, Trump won the election. And they know it's a motherfucking lie. That's what we're dealing with here. You know, we only see vestiges of it. Our folks saw it. Reggie's father may have saw it, you know, back when he was just trying to do his job. You know,
ain't
know
about Michael when Donald Trump became president.
I remember
this clear as day. I have been writing articles about this fool for like almost a year, about like a warning. This guy is dangerous.
That's right. Yeah.
Why are you so? I know this guy does too. And people didn't believe me. And here we go 4 years later. Guess what? He decided that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, that's right. And he's not going to change. He's already ensconced himself in the bigger picture. He may be looked at as a kingmaker, even though I know he's a fucking oaf. But the fact that he's got a whole bunch of other oafs believing what he's saying and feeling the entitlement that comes with it makes for the problem.
Like he wanted to be an oligarch like his boy Putin in Russia. That's what he wanted.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly right. Or the other guy in Hungary who was also oil crack. You know, he wants to roll like that. He can't roll like that. He was pretending. And Putin, nobody realizes that Putin's exhausted because he's whacked off so many times from the fact that he's getting off of America self-imploding. Everything that's been done over the last 4 or 5 years has been done with his blessing. And they won't say it, but Donald Trump is the kind of cat that if Vladimir told him to drink piss with Bosco, he'd ask for seconds.
He would have done it.
And tell the girl to pee on me again for the third time.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I have to leave. to prepare for the show at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
So
right.
Let me set up. I'll see you guys then. Everybody
right.
at Home Patrol, Cole Caravan, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Mike. Good day.
All
you.
Right, Dr. Evil. See you soon.
Dr. Evil in the house. You go ahead and talk to the hour with no David Raw.
He's taking the command,
All right.
Man,
you
got your last words. Well, as I said before, Gary, I love you to death, man. I pray for you and your family. I know even your mom and your dad is on your mind, but just know they're in a better place, and God don't make mistakes, so.
Yes,
my heart,
yes.
My love, my prayers love you and your family. So I'm praying for you every day.
He's there. He's there.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it, Red. And get WZM and get you guys back on the air again.
Nah, I'm fine. I keep supporting you. Right I'm retired from WZM. It was a good run, but life goes on.
Okay.
All right, family. Talk to you at 6.
All right, thank you. Thank you, God.
Okay.
This is Gary McCall with Chaos Gray. I want you to listen to some of the veterans, what the veterans are saying. Listen to what they have to say. These are Army, Air Force, and...
The 31 Bravo Military Police Officer.
Security Forces. 82nd Airborne. Radio Operator. SEAL Team 1.
I was stationed. At Camp Anaconda in Iraq.
In Afghanistan. Vietnam. My service weapon was an M4 assault rifle.
My service weapon was an M16. It's basically the same. You know what? It is the same as the AR-15.
Same weapon that killed hundreds of people in the deadliest mass shooting in America.
I know the power of this weapon firsthand.
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 And there is no reason.
No reason.
No reason why anyone other than military and law enforcement should have an assault weapon like this.
Okay, Las Vegas, San Bernardino, the Diamond Rings, Aurora, Sandy Hook.
I fought for this country.
I believe in the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms. But that was created 200 years ago. Guns have changed a lot since then.
High-powered, rapid-fire assault rifles like the AR-15 are meant for one thing.
One thing.
That's not something I want in my country. My name is Corporal Aiken.
My name is Specialist LeHay, Petty Officer, Second Class Day, Corporal Williams, Sergeant Yen.
Airman Baseball.
Staff Sergeant Houseman, Corporal Zimberson. Staff Sergeant Sadie.
Corporal De Jesus, Specialist Bell.
Captain Bernier, Senior Airman Rice, Specialist Parker, Petty Officer.
My name is Sergeant Bell, and I support the ban on military-style assault rifles and safer gun laws in this country.
The guy walks into the store with an AR-15, modified, that I call a pistol, and we can't have gun control. We still cannot have gun control. The question should be, why? What are you doing? We all know why. It's called Benjamin's greed and power. Lobbyists. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a change. It's time for change. Go on to the NCAA football, SIU, beat Northern Iowa Panthers 2 weeks ago, 16-17. Number 2 spot in the small school rankings before losing to South Dakota State last week. SIU crashed down 44-7 to the Jackrabbits. That probably moved them down to number 5 now as the Jackrabbits move up. They're 5 school I know how to be held back by fighting. Typical New York Knicks season. Mr. Oakland, Dean Leonard scored 50 points again. 120 shots as the Portland Trailblazers come back and beat the Pelicans 124-125. Last week, the Sixers beat the Knicks 99-96. The Knicks are now in that race as usual again. And when are people going to fire or get rid of Mr. Dolan? I see it happening. So the Knicks have to go through another year of mediocre basketball. Miami Heat trade Leonard to OKC Thunder after Ant has made remarks. We all know that. Jeremy Lin and LeBron James beat up on the Atlanta ending it again. Jeremy Lin has been called coronavirus when he's playing on the court. And this is American mindset now. Thursday, the trade deadline. Aaron Gordon goes from Orlando to Denver. The Clippers trade Lou Williams to the Hawks. Rajon Rondo. LaMelo Ball breaks his wrist and will be out for the rest of the season. And the Hornets will miss him. JaVale McGee goes to Denver. I think JaVale McGee will end up in Oakland at the end of the year. I think he's going to end up in Oakland. So JaVale McGee will play for Denver Nuggets right now. Victor Oladipo goes to Miami from Houston, and now the Houston Rockets are a complete disaster area. So, yeah, the Houston Rockets is a disaster area. You have the Houston Texans in the disaster area. You have the Houston Astros, who are cheaters. What is going on in the Houston Texans? I don't know. I have no idea. Friday night, Boston beat Giannis and the Bucks 122-114. And the Lakers finally win the game over the Cleveland Cavaliers, 186. And the Lakers have got to get either LeBron or AD back, or they're going to be the best. They can drop from second seed to eighth seed in 2 weeks, if this isn't straightened out. I like the NHL new division. It cuts down on travel and creates intense conference rivalries. I think it's a key to this new division style. The only problem with the new division is the Canadian division, which is kind of wide because it goes from Montreal to Vancouver, and that's a lot of miles. All the other divisions are just perfect, except for Dallas and St. Louis might have a problem because they're in the middle of the country. The Buffalo Sabres continue to fail. They fired head coach Ralph Kruger after losing 12 straight games. And they lose the last place to the New Jersey Devils. The Devils 3-2 Jersey victory. The Detroit Red Wings are the next worst team in the NFL. And AHL, excuse me. Announcer Rich Grazer was fired for the Williams episode. And the Islanders might be the best team in the East. After a 9-game winning streak last week, beating the Devils in 4-3 overtime, getting a 4-point lead over the Washington Capitals. So, Super 8 drove down the Islanders as he got them an 18 goal. Washington Capitals win in overtime 3-2. Boston has gone back into the race with 2-1 over the Pittsburgh Penguins. And the New York Rangers go off the whole golden staff of the AHL. And they are 9-1 after being caught up. They should keep the AHL coaching staff and fire the regular coaching staff. The Blue Shirts are now 3 points behind the Boston Bruins. In Minnesota, West Division, the Minnesota Wild, Colorado Rockies, St. Louis Blues continue to chase the hot Vegas Knights. And the Knights go 8-2. And they can't catch them. Minnesota, the Wild on the Knights of the Colorado and Vegas. So these three teams will battle out for the West Division title. Colorado, St. Louis, and Vegas. And we did the Canadian Division. I'm calling it the Canadian Division. That's what they call it, the Northern Division. But I call it the Canadian Division. And the Toronto Maple Leafs, who cooled off for a while, are still leading the Winnipeg Jets and Edmonton Oilers. In the Central Division, everybody finally raised their banner, and they are allowed fans in the stadium. They're running away with the Central Division. And the Carolina Hurricanes make a statement with their 8-game winning streak. Lightning are still leading that division. It's still a Florida affair with the Florida Panthers in third place. NFL. Now we have the traveling quarterback show and Mr. Patrick goes to Washington. That's a joke. Tyrod Taylor moves to Houston with a 1-year deal. That means it'll be the backup of Mr. Watson if Mr. Watson's still there. We will see about the incident and the massage parlor incidents. The Chicago Bears named Andy Dalton as starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears. The Miami Dolphins trade drafting to yesterday afternoon. The Miami Dolphins trade draft pick the Philadelphia Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers. That means so far Garoppolo's job is safe and I think Garoppolo is gone. It's a matter of time before Garoppolo will leave San Francisco. 1 week before the season starts, the A's join the Mets and San Francisco Giants by having a new announcer, another African-American, Marcel Castro, will be the new PA announcer for the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum in 2021. He becomes the second African-American to do so. Congratulations, Ms. Castro. Hope you wish you well. We'll take a break and come back with the end of the show. We come back.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag.
Onto a throne, stronger than Rome, but violent prone, poor people
battle zone, but it's my home. All I have known, where I got grown, streets we would roam. Out of the darkness, I came the farthest, among the hardest survivors. Learn from these streets, it can be bleak, accept no defeat, surrender, retreat. But we struggle it, fighting to eat, and we wonder it. For that fateful day, it's not far away, but for now we say, when I get older, I will be stronger, they'll call me freedom, just like a wave, back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, oh. So many wars, settling scores, bringing us promises, leaving us poor. I heard them say, love is the way, love is the answer, that's what they say. But look how they treat us, make us believers. We fight their battles, then they deceive us. Try to control us, they couldn't hold us, cause we just move forward like buffalo soldiers. But we struggle it, fighting to eat, and we wonder it, when we'll be free. So we patiently wait for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say, when I get older,
NASCAR last week in the Folds of Honor, Quick Trip 500. Hamilton, Georgia, and Danny Hamlin get the pole for Sunday race. Ron Bailey wins the race with Carl Larson and over Carl Larson and Alex Bowman. They go again this week on Sunday, NASCAR Sunday. This week the Food City Dirt Race in Bristol, Pennsylvania, and next week there'll be the Blue Emu, Max Family 500 in Ridgeway, Virginia. Rounding out the year, this week will be the first week of Formula One. Formula One with the Mercedes team coming in second and third, which is really interesting. It could be a bluff, as Lewis Hamilton came in fifth place in the ending day of rain. Mercedes did not do well 2 weeks ago. It's going to be an interesting race to see how it goes out the first race of the year. The Bahrain Grand Prix and the usual Australian Grand Prix opening was moved to fall at the near the end of the year. So the Australian Grand Prix would usually open the Grand Prix season is now moved to November of this year. That's about it for the game of golf. Hope you go over to Charles Ray Raw with Michael Lewis Ingram. Get some more action. Have a good week. Tomorrow night we will have a salute to Denise E. Gray as we play Earth, Wind, and Fire, the elements, at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 in the East. Have a good night.